From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says new Russian air raids in Syria probably have not struck the Islamic State militant group. Russia began bombing targets in Syria's Homs region early Wednesday, saying its mission was to hit Islamic State militants trying to overthrow Syria's pro-Russian president Bashar Assad. Secretary Carter told a news conference on Wednesday that he sees a contradiction in the Russian position.
Russia states an intent to fight ISIL on the one hand and to support Bashar al-Assad and his regime on the other. Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
Carter said that the United States believes a lasting defeat of the Islamic State can only be achieved in parallel with a political transition leading to President Assad's departure. The U.S. military says coalition forces in Afghanistan have engaged Taliban fighters in a battle to recapture the key northern city of Kunduz, which the militant group seized this week. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA that the battle happened early Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport, as U.S. service members were helping Afghan security forces to fight the Taliban. The spokesman said U.S. warplanes carried out an airstrike to eliminate a Taliban threat on Wednesday. This is VOA.